Numbers 8, verse 5 through 26, these are God's words. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the Levites from among the children of Israel, and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification on them, and let them shave all their body, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take another young bull as a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring the Levites before Yahweh, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before Yahweh like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of Yahweh. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering to Yahweh, to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them like a wave offering to Yahweh. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that the Levites shall go in to service the tabernacle of meeting. So you shall cleanse them, and offer them like a wave offering. For they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself, instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them. And the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. And then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before Yahweh. And Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. After that, the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle of meeting before Aaron and his sons, as Yahweh commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work, and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites regarding their duties. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So as Israel is getting ready to depart, we have already seen a number of censuses, including those censuses of the Levites by comparison to the firstborn of the children of Israel, and the number almost matching up, and God providing a redemption price by which the account could be balanced. So that the Levites would be taken in the place of the firstborn, so that literally every household in Israel now would be represented in the ministry of the Levites. And we've also seen the census of the Levites that pertained to their work as far as set up and takedown and transportation of the tabernacle structure itself. And now we have instruction about the work that the Levites are going to do supporting the service of the tabernacle. They themselves are not the ones through whom the people of Israel come near. The people of Israel come near by means of the animals that are substituted for them, and the ministry of slaughtering the animals and actually performing the sacrifices is something that belongs to the priesthood, to Aaron and his sons. Very specifically. But there's a lot more that must be done, as you can imagine, as far as wrangling animals and cleanup and making sure that everything is where it ought to be, or hauled away or when they're finished with it or whatever. There's a lot of logistical labor. There's a lot of manual labor. And so just as we see later in Acts chapter 6, where you have the apostles who must attend to prayer and the ministry of the word, and they say, we are not going to leave this business in order to wait tables, but we will attend to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We have a precedent here that the Levites are given to the sons of Aaron. In verse 13, Moses is to stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and offer them like a wave offering to Yahweh. And the Levites then are given as a gift to Aaron and his sons. Verse 19, I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons. And in other places, we have seen and will see that the Levites would also administer that which is given for the poor. So the Levites really are a predecessor to the office of the diaconate. They help with the distribution to the poor, and especially in this chapter, in this context, they take care of those physical, logistical things that are not actually a part of the worship leading itself, so that the priesthood, so that Aaron and his sons can attend to the people's drawing near to God through the substitute. The Levites are given to them as a gift to handle other logistical things. Very similarly then, it is very serious for those who are elders in the church that they attend to the ministry of prayer and the teaching of the word. And they do so with the carefulness of those who know that these are the things in which Jesus, the high priest, our one remaining high priest, leads our worship from heaven. So it's very important that it be done properly on earth so that we may genuinely join with Christ and be led by Christ from heaven. Similarly then, in this type, in this foreshadowing that we have in the tabernacle service, it was so important that the high priest and the high priestly family, that Aaron and his sons, lead the worship properly, perform the sacrifices properly, do nothing but what the Lord had commanded. And we've already seen how important that was. The whole reason for needing to learn about the cleanliness code and the holiness code was because the tabernacle was defiled on its first full day of regular service by the offering by Nadab and Abihu of the unauthorized fire, which Yahweh had not commanded. And so also in this passage, we have several times that one of the purposes here is that there would be no plague upon the children of Israel when they draw near to God in the sanctuary. This is a life-saving regulation, just as the regulative principle is a life-saving regulation. Well, one of the things that enables Aaron and his sons to attend well to their ministry in worship leadership, in administering the people of Israel drawing near to God in his holy place, in his sanctuary, one of the things that enables them to do so is the ministry of the Levites. The Levites here are presented as a living sacrifice. Now, we've had that word or that phrase recently in our Romans preaching in Romans 12:1, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Well, this is what the Levites would know, would remember from the day of their ordination, when the hand laying, and really it's the hand leaning ceremony. If you remember back to when we were first starting to study the offerings and hear about, think about the offerings in the book of Leviticus, and there's the laying of hands on the animal that's going to be the substitute. We talked about how that's a leaning, that's a letting your weight rest upon them. There would be pressure there. And the Levites do this themselves with the bulls that are offered in their behalf, one as an atonement for sin and one as a substitute in whom they ascend. So there's an ascension offering and a sin offering for them here. But before that, they would remember the experience. You can imagine, you know, how many thousands of Levites and how many hundreds of thousands of Israelites. And rather than each Israelite household be represented before God in their firstborn, who is the heir before God and has a headship role in as far as civil, in the civil sphere, he has a headship role. Instead of each family gathering around him, each family would be gathered around a Levite. And it must have been quite an assembly, because he said, bring all of the Levites to the tabernacle, then bring the whole assembly of the children of Israel to the tabernacle, and let the whole assembly lay their hands on the Levites. And at first, that sounds like chaos to us, because you're thinking of assembly of several million people laying their hands on the Levites. But really, it was one household per Levite, wasn't it? There would be some stragglers who would have to attach themselves to another one. You remember the small remainder that was left over. But this would be very poignant, very significant to leave a significant impression upon the Israelites, each of whom was laying his hand, the pressure of the Levite. And it would be very poignant in the memory of the Levite as well of that day, the day that the other Israelites came, and he could remember the feel of the hands on him and the pressure that was rested on him. And he would know that he is being offered to God, not like the two bulls, praise God, because he wouldn't have his throat slit and then be set on fire. But he was as dead to his own service, his own life, as those bulls would be. He was now to devote himself to the support of the priestly ministry so that the worship of God could properly be led in the church. And this, of course, is what our Lord Jesus has done. He is not only the great high priest, but he had no helper. He was his own helper. He devoted himself just as the Levites were here at the age of 25. And you remember, entering in upon the priestly ministry would be at the age of 30. Jesus says both as our great high priest, and it was at the age of 30 that he was baptized. And he went through a ordination, as it were, because he was going to be our substitute. And our faith rests upon, leans upon, lets the weight of our pressure and our need rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ as our high priest, as the Levite, or the fulfillment of the Levitical priesthood, and in which he did everything that was necessary for our atonement, and as our sacrifice, the one who takes away our sins, sin offering and trespass offering for us, the one in whom we ascend, the one in whom we have peace with God and fellowship and enjoy God's own portions, or enjoy portions with God from the same fellowship. So all of the different things. The Lord Jesus, of course, is the ultimate fulfillment of these Levites. And so for us, a couple primary applications. One is that you would remember and rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who brings you near to God. And praise God, there's no plague when you come near through him. He fulfills his priestly ministry perfectly, correctly. He has offered himself as a sufficient, abundant, atoning sacrifice once for all. And he continues interceding. He pleads the merits, the worthiness of that sacrifice, and makes sure that everything that he secured in being our substitute, everything that he secured for us, will surely be obtained and applied and completed. But then in the second place, an application here, especially since we are in a season of ordaining deacons, is that we would pray to the Lord that he would help the men whom we have as deacons to oversee our own ministry of service. Because the deacons are not the ones in the fulfillment of the Levitical priesthood. The deacons are not the ones who do all of the logistical work. They oversee it. The whole body are priests. This doctrine of the priesthood of all believers, where Jesus has made us all a royal priesthood and kings and priests unto our God, that we would prepare and be ready to do whatever is necessary to facilitate the ministry and the worship of the congregation, that the Lord would be worshipped well, whereby we would look to him to come in power and save many and to grow his people in the grace and the knowledge of Christ and all of the wonderful things for which he has appointed the worship, but especially that the Lord would be glorified properly in it, and that Christ himself, as both the Lord and the one through whom we come to the Lord, would be glorified properly in the worship. And so there's a preparation and a dedication here that applies to us as well. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to remember and rest upon the Lord Jesus as our substitute. Thank you that you have accepted his service in our place and reward us according to what he has done. And thank you that although our service does not earn anything from you, you have given to us to serve, to be living sacrifices, to participate in your worship and drawing near to you in the support of the ministry of the means of grace. And so we pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to take what we do in your church and our role in your church seriously and to treat it weightily, like these Levites also were called to do. So help us, Lord, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.